Well, the work continues at the site of the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge to try to fully reopen the shipping channel there. You will remember back in March, a huge container ship slammed into the bridge, causing most of it to collapse into the Patapsco River. Six construction workers were killed. In the last week, crews have been using large cranes to remove the last remaining parts of the debris at the bottom of the river to make sure it's clear and won't interfere with ships as they use that full channel again.
Joining us now for an update is Colonel Estepan Chasen. She is the Baltimore District Commander for the Army Corps of Engineers and has been overseeing the cleanup and salvage operation there at the Patapsco River. Colonel Chasen, good to have you on once again. The target dates we last spoke last week were June 8th through today to get the shipping channel fully reopened. What's happened in the last few days of the work, and when now do you think you might be able to reopen it?
We're working really hard, Ann, to get it today. We've done lots of debris removal, removing road deck and the remaining steel from the bottom of the riverbed. And just this morning, we did a survey very early on to find those last remaining high spots to hopefully get the channel certified and open up to 700 feet wide.
What are your crews actually finding down in that riverbed? Why is it so dangerous to just leave the stuff buried in the mud and muck?
Well, that we definitely don't want to do that because, as you know, whether it's from weather or just the routine currents that we have, the bottom of the Patapsco River is 4 to 5 feet of loose mud. And we have things that come up that are buried a long time ago that end up coming up to the surface over time. We certainly don't want to leave anything that could come up to the surface unknowingly and damage any of the vessels that are coming through the channel. And it's our responsibility. I feel like we owe that to the Port of Baltimore, to our country. We're charged with providing a safe navigation channel to all the vessel traffic coming in and out.
Colonel, is it still part of the wreckage in from the Key Bridge that your crews are finding? Because I know there are, if I'm reading my information correctly, sonars being used and special equipment to try and find those pieces that might be stuck in the mud.
Yes, it's definitely still bridge wreckage. You know, before every channel that we opened, remember we opened three alternate channels and then the limited access channel. First it was 300 feet, now it's 400 feet down to 50 feet deep. Every time we did this, the last few days before we were able to open those channels, this is exactly the same iterative process where we survey and find what they call high spots. Some people call them hot spots, where something is sticking up beyond the 50 foot depth that we're looking for now.
You use the.
And it's up to us to make sure that we go and we investigate what that is. And we have pulled up pieces of steel that are buried deep below the surface. Just on Friday, we pulled up this enormous piece of the roadbed that was, you know, four lanes of highway long and just this big mangled mess that was buried below the mud line. So even after we declare that the 50 foot depth is clear up to 700 feet, you'll still see equipment out there working because they're going to remove everything that we find of bridge wreckage.
You use
Sorry, Sean.
No problem. You use the term certified to say whether the shipping channel would be officially clear. Is that your call or does somebody else make that call?
The Corps of Engineers is charged with providing and maintaining a safe shipping channel. We then turn that over for the Coast Guard to mark. They're going to move the buoys from the 400 feet that are now the limited access channel. And then the pilots, that's the kind of a great partnership we have. The pilots are the ones that control the vessels and coordinate the traffic coming in and out of the port. So we all have our areas of responsibility, our role in this partnership that we have in the port.
Colonel, before we let you go, you said this could actually be reopened today. Is that what I understood you to say?
That's what we're pushing for, and we are pushing very hard but safely. We are making sure that anything that is coming up on this survey, the survey is looking very good. There are just a few spots that we have to explore and make sure are safe. And our contractor, Don John Marine, again, with our partners from the Navy, the supervisor of salvage, we are all working very hard but safely to make sure that we can turn over this channel. We're trying very hard for today. But I can tell you that, you know, if when we survey again, if there's something still sticking out, we are not going to cut the corner at all. We are going to make sure that it is safe, that people can trust that when we turn over the channel, it's ready to go.